It's the Mike Tech Show, show number 686. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mike Smith. Thank you very much for downloading and subscribing to the show. Please visit the main website at miketechshow.com. You can email me questions and suggestions for show topics at miketechshow@gmail.com. You can leave me a voicemail on Skype. The name is one word, Mike Tech Show. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/MikeTechShow, and also facebook.com/MikeTechShow. This show is brought to you by Instant House Call. Remotely support your customers on demand through firewalls. Try it free by clicking on the link of my website at miketechshow.com. Use the promo code MikeTechShow for your free 15-day trial. You can go directly to instanthousecall.com. I have a couple topics that I'm going to talk about. One of something that happened to me with my hard drive, and a strange thing that happens in IMAP with Outlook that I never knew, and there's a fix. I have the link. Latest Windows 10 update causing lots of issues for gaming and performance and mice. We're going to talk about a piece of software called Bitwarden, and then also five ways of tidying up your Android phone that I found, and that links to a book that I'm going to mention, and then a couple emails. So let's begin right away. Last week, one of my internal drives, a 3 terabyte Seagate Barracuda, started to fail. And I noticed this when I was running Outlook, and boy, it was like locking up and not responding. And all of a sudden, so I ran Crystal Disk Info. Crystal Disk Info doesn't even see the drive. And I'm like, ah, this is it. Okay. So I ordered a 2 terabyte Samsung SSD, which I have yet to have time to put into my system, because that's what I'm going to replace it with, an SSD. But I quickly copied what I could over to another drive in my system. And I have backups of everything, so I'm not worried. But I reconfigured Outlook because the PSTs for all of my Gmail accounts are on this D drive, this mechanical drive that went bad. Now, my main email is hosted Exchange through ShareWeb. That's not a problem. It's all in the cloud. Everything's going to come down. And I'm not worried about my Gmail accounts because all the mail's there. It's just going to come down again. And it's not going to be in the nice folders that I had because I used POP. So this time, in reconfiguring my email, I decided to use IMAP. And something I discovered when I went and looked at my sent items, anytime I send an email, there's 2 copies. I said, that's weird. And I tested it to another email account I have, and it's only sending 1, but it puts 2 into sent items. So, first link for tonight. 2 copies of sent messages in Outlook, and there is a fix. You have to change the IMAP account's sent options. And when you do that, when you go into, especially Outlook 2010, which is what I'm using, you have to check the options on the sent items tab in the internet email settings. And then there's a box, do not save copies of sent items. Now you would think, oh, it's not going to save any. Well, no. That duplicates it. So by doing that, it actually only now has 1 item. So if that's something that's bothering you, this is the fix, and it's from one of my favorite websites, which is slipstick.com. This website has the answers to all things email, Outlook, and Exchange, and it is a tremendous resource that I go to often. And when I did my Google search and I seen that that was at the top, I couldn't wait. I'm like, there's the fix. So it was easy to fix, but just very strange. I don't know why. It's like the reverse, you know, of that option. if you have that problem or run into it, there's the fix. The latest Windows 10 update is causing issues with gaming, performance, and mice. Now, I don't have a lot of clients that are gamers, but there's one particular cumulative update, and this is KB44828887. I'll have a link to that in the show notes for you to take a look at. And if you know anybody that's having performance problems with this latest update, you have to remove that update and then wait. And I think Microsoft is, if they haven't already, they're supposedly releasing a fix for this performance issue. They've recognized it. They know it's a problem. I don't want to be on the bleeding edge of updates. And I'm always on my own system. And I know you're not supposed to do this to manage updates, but I pause updates. And then I decide, based on a week of them being into the wild and into the field and get feedback, and then decide that I'm going to actually use my own, you know, I'm going to turn off pausing updates and let them come down. Because I'm just tired of having Microsoft Windows patches and fixes just mess up my system, and I just can't take it anymore. Tony in the chat asks, how do you pause updates? Good question. You go to settings in Windows 10 and then go to update and security. You have to have Windows 10 Pro. Then you click advanced options, and a little bit of the way down, there's pause updates. You turn them on. You can only pause them for 35 days. I go further to choose when updates are installed. I want semi-annual channel. I don't want to be on the bleeding edge on this machine, on my main machine. I only want that on my test unit. I also change a feature update includes new capabilities and improvements, and it can be deferred for this many days. I make that 60 days. And then a quality update includes security improvements, and it can be deferred for as many days, and I change that to 30. And then what I do is, per client, I adjust these for that particular client. Very easy. Good question, Tony. Thank you. Piece of software that I found out from Maximum PC. As a matter of fact, I'm going to reference two different articles tonight from the only two computer publications that I electronically subscribe to, and that's Maximum PC and PC World. I read them religiously every month when they release it. I have it on my Kindle, on my iPad. So this little tidbit is a program called Bitwarden that I've never heard of. And that's why I like reading these publications, learning something that I've just never heard of. Bitwarden is a password manager, and I started using it, and it's pretty simple. You sign up for free. It's bitwarden.com. You can easily install it. It has nice add-ins for your browser. I used my Firefox add-in after I created my account, and I started adding my passwords. You can import your passwords from another password manager if you can export them into a CSV format. It makes your logins a lot easier. I know there's a lot of password managers, and I just wanted to throw one on the pile for you to take a look at and consider. There are also not just the Windows, but you can have it for your iPad, your Android, your iPhone. There's lots of ways to sync your passwords. And it's a nice little piece of software. I think you should give it a try, and it's called Bitwarden. Now, I've never talked about this book because it's not computer related, but I found PC World tying into a book that I bought in 2016, The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up, The Japanese Art of Decluttering and Organizing. It's supposed to be the perfect book for organizing. I've read it, and I've tried to be, it's hard to change your life and following and tidying up. But if you haven't read it, and you have some disorganization or clutter, check out that book and it may help you. I have not subscribed to all the things you're supposed to be doing. So that's just neither here nor there. So somebody took five ways to tidy up your Android phone, and it was inspired by this author, Marie Kondo. Here's how they do it. So one, it's tidying up your clothing. So there's a section in the book, how to purge and get rid of your clothes and how to fold them properly and how to organize everything. That's apps. And it's just like it's easy to fill your closets and drawers with shirts dating back to the grunge era. That's like me. And it's easy to fill up our phones with apps. And so the first thing they say, purge the apps. Second, it's books. Now, I don't have a massive collection of books, but my wife does. What happens is media that's on your phone, they relate the media to the books and to start purging that. Files, that's organizing paper. So they take section three and go over getting rid of files and tidying up your Android. And again, this is from the March issue of PC World. So there's two more sections. I had planned on going into significantly greater detail here, but I'm not feeling well as I record this, so I'm just really skirting over it, and I apologize. The home screen is the kimono section of the book, and you can easily start cleaning up the home screen. I have this problem. I have too many pages on my iPhone. I got to start purging apps and purging media. You got to back it up and store it somewhere else. So these are great ideas for getting rid of the clutter on your phone. And it's the same way of getting rid of the clutter in your house. And that's where they're making the analogy. And then photos, sentimental items. As the author of the book says, the hardest thing to clean out are the things that mean the most. And on our phones, that means one thing, photos. Just like the shoe boxes your grandparents kept, your library keeps getting bigger and bigger. Even if they aren't taking up physical space on your phone, they're still adding to the clutter. And this brings up a whole other topic, because you really, how do you organize your photos? So start with the easy things. More than likely, there are hundreds of screenshots, miscellaneous shots, and saved memes that can be trashed. You don't even have to search your entire library manually. Just tap on the assistant tab in Google Photos, and it'll suggest recent photos that you can archive. So screenshots. I accidentally take screenshots all the time, so that's something you can easily purge. But the main thing is getting them off the phone and getting them into an organized file management system, whether it's maybe a shared file server in your house or a Synology device, I highly recommend that you're then also hook an external USB drive so you're backing it up. I have to do this to my wife's Android. She's running out of space. So this is a great example. She takes a zillion photos. This is one of the things I said, I need to get them off. Put them in your photo library on the Synology server. I said, and if you want to look at them, I have an account set up for you, and I can use either the photo app or DS file, install it, and if you want to browse them, you can look at them anytime you want. And they're not tying up the storage on your phone. So I see this as one of the biggest saving of space. Whether you have an Android, whether you have an iPhone, you need to come up with an alternative electronic storage filing system that you're backing up, and then you can clear out the clutter from your phone. So they don't go into this detail that I am, but I'm just taking it to that next step for what you can do. Just two emails here, and then I'm wrapping up. This is from Jason Miller, a great little tip that I never knew. Mapping network drives. Mike, you mentioned in the latest podcast that you cannot map two network drives to the same computer that have different credentials. That is correct. We have gotten around this, by mapping one of the names to the name and mapping the other one by the IP address. And this will let you have two different credentials mapped to the same computer. Never knew that. What a great tip, Jason. So if you are forced into two mappings that you need to make to the same computer, do one to the name of the computer and then map the other one to the IP address. This is from Dexter. A few shows back, you mentioned financial compliance like HIPAA and PCI. What is it called? It is called FINRA. And FINRA, there's an actual FINRA.org, and it will give you a lot of the information about FINRA. And it stands for Financial Industry Regulatory Authority. FINRA.org is a not-for-profit organization authorized by Congress to protect America's investors by making sure the broker-dealer industry operates fairly and correctly. Broker-dealers are the, I would say, agency or company that dictate the guidelines for the brokers and for the people that are managing your money and your funds. Ameriprise is a big broker-dealer. There's others that I deal with for clients. And as a matter of fact, tomorrow I'm doing some upgrades for a client in the financial industry. They're getting ready for a big software rollout and they're requiring 16 gigs of RAM. So I have a couple computers that we're upgrading. And then they have a Windows 7 peer server that I am upgrading to Windows 10 and then adding BitLocker encryption. Now, today, my son worked on two computers and we ran into some issues and we got around them. And that's really for next week's topic, which is getting BitLocker to work on some Dell Optiplexes where if you have TPM, and we're going to talk about that, 2.0, and you're trying to install the latest, greatest Windows 10, unless you are UEFI, you cannot invoke BitLocker. If you try a legacy boot, it's not going to work. And we just ran into this today on a couple systems that we're configuring. And we had to literally blow our Windows 10 installation away and redo it. I'm going to go into more detail about that next week. That's it. It's a short show this week. I know I'll make it up to you. I didn't want to cancel tonight. You know, I've been just hit with so much and I've been so busy. And wait until you hear me describe what I got going next weekend. I have so much work for the 23rd and 24th. We're going to be working day and night, my son and I, upgrading over 20 computers for a client. And I can't wait. I'm excited about it. It's going to be great. And tons of stories are going to come out of that. I will talk about that. I have been blessed with an uptick of work and new system sales and refurb system sales. It's been keeping us busy. Knock wood. I'm not complaining to the consulting gods because they will not look fondly if you complain. And I am not. I am very happy. But I just wanted to describe, I got just so much going on. And then to keep being inflicted with, I cannot shake this flu symptoms of coughing fits and problems, and I'm just barely squeak out a half hour here. Then just to have dinner and not be nauseous, and now I'm nauseous, and it's just, I got all sorts of things happening. That's why it's short, and here I am just wandering on. Best way to support the show, use our Amazon link on the website that's in the show notes at mikenation.net. The best way to support the show is use that Amazon link. It's for Carrie Holzman and myself. We are sharing that link and you click on it, go to Amazon, then start adding the items to your cart. We get a small commission back to help support Tech Vets and the Mike Tech Show. There was almost a Tech Vets this week and at the last minute we couldn't pull it off, but look for Tech Vets next week. As a matter of fact, if I was a betting person, I would bet Tuesday night. So hopefully I can get this posted up over the weekend here so you know about it. So Tuesday night, about 8 p.m. Eastern time, look for Carrie and I, and we got a very different topic that him and I are going back and forth. So it should be a lot of fun. Fabs Auto Backup 7 Pro, link is in the show notes. I'm going to be using it tomorrow for two more systems that we're updating, that we're moving, especially going from Windows 7 to Windows 10. And then Instant House Call, go to instanthousecall.com, download the free trial for 15 days, use the promo code MikeTechShow. That's it. I'll see everybody next week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Mike Tech Show, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Please visit techpodcast.com.